You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in today for Beth Ruyak. Sacramento's music scene continues to heat up with rising local talent and nationally known artists performing around town. In this week's Sound Advice, we're going to highlight three shows worthy of adding to your calendar. Joining us today is Jonathan Caraba, the co-founder of Submerge Magazine. And Jonathan, welcome back to Insight.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, nice to sit across the table from you, Jonathan. It's been a while since we had you on the show. How are things looking at Submerge Magazine in 2019?
Things are good. This is an exciting time of year, especially with, all the outdoor events kicking in, festival season. I just was at a killer event this last Saturday called Soul Bloom that I believe you guys covered, and just a fantastic event. The weather is amazing, so I'm ready to get outdoors for some concerts. And
I'm feeling that around town.
The vibe is there. And Concerts in the Park kicks off tomorrow, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so Friday, and that's an every Friday free concert series at Cesar Chavez Plaza downtown, and it's just a killer time. Every week, there's thousands of fans down there, and it's really a festival environment.
Yeah. Well, today you picked three really different artists, a little something from everybody. Let's start with a song from Bassy Vibe. The track?
So Bassy Vibe is a local singer, songwriter, producer, amazing keyboard player and vocalist. He's been on our radar for a while, and we're really excited to have him on the cover of our current issue. He is playing Concerts in the Park next week, Friday the 10th, and we're going to hear a track called Morning Wood off his Somnus EP.
B-A-S-I-B-I-B. Baby, there be nothing to do in here. Oh, what we supposed to do? Baby, there be nothing but two in here. Don't be misunderstood. We already did what we do.
Right, so that's Bassy Vibe, and he was sort of in the background before, right, as a supporting artist?
Yeah, you'll see him in a lot of different forms, like, I've seen him with just his keyboard and vocals, and he's awesome that way, with a full band. He hosts a cool night at a bar downtown called High Water every so often, where he's bringing in, like, jazz players and stuff, so really versatile, really cool, like, soulful, breezy, modern sound, so I'm really excited to see, what this guy can do, and really excited to see him on the big stage at Concerts in the Park.
And he's really emblematic of what's happening in Sacramento.
Totally. He's, like, a part of this, like, really creative scene of musicians, with the Philharmonic and James Cavern and the Warehouse Artists Loft scene downtown. There's just a lot of stuff coming out right now that's really exciting.
Let's move on to Jeremy Enoch. This song is Light and Shadow from his 2017 record Ghosts. Okay, I think Jeremy Enoch has a very late 60s, early 70s Summer of Love San Francisco sound. Some people might recognize the name and voice. Tell us a little about him.
So Jeremy Enoch is best known as the lead singer of a highly influential rock, like indie rock band called Sunny Day Real Estate. So a lot of people will recognize that band name or some of their work. He also has... he's just an incredibly powerful songwriter. He has a number of amazing solo releases. He often tours with, just a guitar and him, and even playing like living rooms sometimes. So really intimate. But this time he's coming through town next week, Tuesday, May 7th, to play Holy Diver. And he's bringing a full band with him to play cuts off of that 2017 release Ghosts, which is a great album. So that's pretty exciting to see that he's bringing more musicians with him to kind of fill out the sound and do that album justice live. So that should be a killer show.
The information is coming from Submerge Magazine co-founder Jonathan Caraba for this week's Sound Advice. We have one more concert to preview. According to Bazooka, this is their new song, I'm Not Really Here.
Mm-hmm. them at 5:50. Everything's not what it seems. Look right in the mirror.
Okay, Jonathan, tell us a little bit more about According to Bazooka.
So they're this really fun group. They play, as you can hear, like a cool blend of folk and pop, elements of rock, rockabilly country, even Zydeco. I love the use of accordion. I think accordion is an underused instrument, in my opinion. The bass player plays a stand-up bass. They harmonize vocally beautifully. And they're regulars at a lot of breweries and tap rooms and a lot of local venues like Fox and Goose, which is where they have an album release show coming up later in the month on May 17th. Their new album's called The Devil's in the Details. They will actually be featured in our next issue of Submerge coming out next week. So we'll have a nice in-depth interview with them so that our readers can get to know them more. Yeah. It's a really cool local band that I think a lot of people will enjoy. They're just fun.
I was going to say, in a word, fun.
Yeah. Fun.
Jonathan Carrabba from Submerge Magazine with a look ahead for upcoming concerts in this week's Sound Advice. Jonathan, thank you so much for being here on Insight.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And that is Insight for today. I'm Randall White, in for Beth Ruyak. Insight produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Technical director, Mark Jones. Today's engineer, Anthony Van Hook. Senior producer, Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr, and we're back with another live show on Monday. Thanks for joining us.